If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're broadcasting live in Tucson from the showroom grand opening ceremonies at Assurance Builders, where we are actually holding a mini Rosie on the House home show with 12 or 13 of the Rosie on the House certified partners in the Tucson area. We're giving away everything from a 15-gallon Asian pear tree, wine and cheese baskets, energy efficiency goodie bags, Moxie showerhead and wireless speakers, up to $150 off pest control services, an $895 Kinetico water system, a Nest thermostat from Temperature Control, wireless photovoltaic, photoelectric smoke detectors, a 32-inch LCD TV, a $25 gift card for Chili's, and a Kindle from Lion's Roofing. This is all as well on top of the things Assurance Builders has structured for you at this showroom grand opening today and today only, 9 to 12:30, located at 150 South Camino Seco in Tucson. That's just south of Broadway, east side of Tucson. And as you're registering for every one of these door prizes, there will be one grand prize winner. You could actually win one of these things, and then we're going to put your name back in another basket, and there'll be one lucky winner today win $1,000 in home improvement services from one of these great Rosie certified partners. Going back to Wayne's question real quick before we took a break, he is helping his daughter, who has just recently bought a 50-year-old masonry home in the Arcadia district of Phoenix. It is equipped with a vac cooling and air conditioning. Let me address that first. Wayne, when the home was built in the 50s, it was built with a vac cooling in mind, all right? We weren't commonly mounting air conditioners on homes till about 1962 or 1963. Can you believe that? Air conditioning is that new? Well, we had about a million people living in Arizona at the point we invented air conditioning, or the Ghetto Brothers in Phoenix invented air conditioning and made it the residential application. And now we're touching on 7 million. They say we'll be at 14 million people in Arizona in the next 15 to 20 years. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So in evap cooling, we try and cool air by introducing water over pads, and we move a large amount of air very quickly. Those air conditioning ducts, or that ductwork, isn't optimal for mounting an air conditioning to it. So the first thing we're going to do, Wayne, in analyzing the house, is make sure we take a look at the existing ductwork. Let's make sure that it is properly sized. You can buy the most efficient air conditioner on the planet, and if you mount it and attach it to inefficient ductwork, you are wasting your money. I would tell you, you ought to contact one of our whole house energy audit companies, Green ID or Rias, and get a $99 home energy audit before you do anything. Okay, so if we're going to abandon the evap cooling, which, by the way, I'm a recent convert to that line of thought. I abandoned my evap cooler on my garage. I actually put a mini split air conditioner in there. I'm air conditioning my garage for about $60 a month less than it cost me to run an evap cooler 24 hours a day. So I now have air conditioning for my dogs, which we raise. They live in the garage at night and on hot, hot days and afternoons. The mini split air conditioners have a SEER rating of about 33, and they will actually cool the garage space cheaper. Air conditioning with their new high energy efficiency ratings will cost you less than evap cooling. That's not to say a lot of people don't like evap cooling. They like opening the doors and windows. They like the fresh air. But if you like all that, you're also going to have to like the dust. Attic insulation, attic ventilation. Do not power ventilate your attic. The two gable end vents you were talking about, Wayne, are all you need as long as the insulation hasn't plugged up the intake nostrils of your attic, which would be the bird blocking all the way around the outside. A 1950s home could very well have had additional attic insulation sprayed into it. Sometimes they aren't as careful as they should be, and they're blocking all those holes. That insulation needs to be pulled back. Make sure you have a nice open air passage from inside the bird blocking all the way to the attic venting. Never, ever power ventilate or never, ever turn a fan on in your attic to try and cool it off. The insulation optimum for that part of Arizona that you're in would be about an R30, an R38. Do no more than that. You'll be wasting your money. Okay, we've got other people lined up here with questions. I hope that answered all your questions. If it didn't, feel free to give me a ring at the office during the week. It's the same phone number, 1-888-767-4348. We had a caller online that wanted to talk about a particular roofing protocol. We're here at the Mini Home Show at Assurance Builders Grand Opening. So we went out to the parking lot and we brought in our Rosie Certified Roofing Expert, Paul Lanoux from Lions Roofing, to answer the question. And the caller's Dan, but we don't have time to take this top of the hour because we're going to have to break for top of the hour news.
All right.
And I promise when we get back, Dan, Paul Lanoux from Lions Roofing will be answering your question. It sounds like a peculiar protocol the particular roofer on his job right now is asking him to go through. I just want your opinion as to whether or not it's standard protocol or not. Folks, if you're in the Tucson area, now would be a great time to get to 150 South Camino Seco, grand opening showroom celebration for Assurance Builders. Come take a look at the showroom. I think the paint is all dry, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they were here putting the final touches on right up until last night. It looks fantastic. Come on in and introduce yourself and ask us a question live right here in the offices of Assurance Builders. We'll be back in just a few minutes for our last hour of the program.
Edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.